New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support. It is only through a change in human consciousness that the world will be transformed. The personal and the planetary are connected. As we expand our awareness of mind, body, psyche, and spirit, and bring that awareness actively into the world, so also will the world be changed. This is our quest as we explore new dimensions. You're listening to a New Dimensions Archive Edition, recorded in 1994.
Our task is to be such a blazing sign of love and joy, such a mirror of the divinity, such a knower of the divine secrets, that anyone who comes into our presence feels everything that he or she has done is a waste of time. Cutting down the rainforest is a waste of time if you can dance on the diamond point of no time. Torturing is a waste of time if love can flood your being. Destroying, murdering, and raping the earth is a waste of time if you can live on this earth in love. This is what we have to be, the mirror of the divine, so that those looking at us can see the divine in them mirrored. Do everything to save this planet, but don't let this planet's death make you waver for one instant from the glory of your origin. You will only be able to save the planet when you reflect the glory of your origin in every action, in every moment. These are the words of our guest today, Andrew Harvey. The Englishman Andrew Harvey was born in South India and educated at Oxford. A prolific writer, he's the author of more than 10 books, including Journey in Ladakh, and he collaborated with Sogyal Rinpoche on the best-selling Tibetan Book of Living and Dying. A scholar, educator, and writer and poet, in 1978, he met Mother Meera, an Indian woman of awesome spiritual powers whom her followers believe is an avatar, a living incarnation of the divine presence, and he underwent a series of profound mystical experiences. Now Andrew Harvey considers himself to be on his own path, beyond names and forms, and has dedicated himself to bringing the awakening of the sacred feminine into all aspects of life. Based in Paris, Andrew Harvey is the subject of a 1993 BBC documentary, The Making of a Mystic. He continues to write and teach, and is the author of Hidden Journey, A Spiritual Awakening, and The Way of Passion, A Celebration of Rumi. Join us for the next hour as we speak with Andrew Harvey and explore his mystical world. My name is Michael Toms. I'll be your host. Welcome to New Dimensions. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Andrew, the last time we were here, we talked about your journeys through India and back to Europe and your involvement with Mother Meera. And recently you've written a book, The Way of Passion, A Celebration of Rumi. And I'm wondering why Rumi is so important to you.
I first encountered Rumi when I was about 21. I was given a copy of the Arbery translations of Rumi's ode by my tutor, Bill Byram. And I had absolutely no idea what I was reading, but I was overwhelmed by the passion and the intensity and the extravagant, gorgeous imagery of this poetry. I realized immediately that it was unlike any other kind of writing I'd ever met. I had no idea what it was about. I could vaguely get that it was a series of love poems, but at that time my mind was too shriveled and small to understand anything about what that love might be. But later I went to India when I was 26 and read a book which really did transform my whole understanding of poetry and of life. It was Aurobindo's book called The Future Poetry. And very basically what Aurobindo is saying in this book is that the Western tradition is a very limited one, and that our glorification of Shakespeare, for example, limits us to an understanding of what actually can be achieved in language, because there are, he's saying,